phony.
Nine hours, no judgment. This is Today FM. Hey, we play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley in and on. Gang's all here.
Hello.
Do you see this about Foley Fest? Do you see the Foley Fest?
Foley Fest.
News about Foley, apparently. Mm. I heard it in Kildus. Gigwitch August 24th, Foley Fest or Shiel. I can't do it. I'm not South County Dublin enough.
No, you're not.
To Foley Fest or Shiel.
Back. Shieldless.
Air Today FM. To Failte Arash August Shielum Gavita Veg Frastelere Likyol Gok Illa Derishokthana Dubbock Space August. August Counts to Failte Vaser Shiel and Derishokthana Shuk.
By the way, we did how many years of. What's the standard amount of Irish you do in secondary school?
Five anyway.
In school in general, actually.
Double figures, 10. Wouldn't it be?
How long do you spend in school?
14 years.
We've done 14 years of, like, a normal education level Irish. And then JP and I went on to college and spent 6 years in total. It's only a four-year course, but it took us 6 years to get through it. And that was half Irish and half journalism.
Correct.
So, in theory, we know exactly what the hell she's talking about.
Every word.
In Kills.
Shagis Shilam Gavita Veg Frastelere Likyol Gok Illa Derishokthana Domek Space Shagat.
Derishokthana is weekend.
Correct.
The Space Shagat is if you've got time, is it?
Correct. Maybe. Or if you want fun.
This lad hasn't a clue. This lad is a notion.
Yeah.
August counts to fail to evaser shul and dare shock than a show. No.
And something this weekend. Something that's happening this weekend.
I think she's speaking in Donegal Irish, that dialect.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. That's it. Because we were raised in Connacht. That's what it is. Yeah.
The Foley Festival.
Foley Festival. That's the Irish for Foley Fest, is it?
That's it. That's how you pronounce Foley in Irish. It's the Foley Festival.
Festival. Fela
Kyol. Sorry, go back again. The Foley Festival.
No, the Foley Festival. Fela Kyol, Aline.
So, music is Kjol.
Art is Aileen. Grin is comedy.
And Kultúrtha
is culture.
No, the Foley Festival. Fela Kjol, Aileen, Kultúrtha, August Grin at Aoun. August Bay Skun, Gjolturi, Le Fekal Aoun. Imas Kjolturi, Ella, Bay Wild U, Thermitage Green, Moncrief, August Roshino.
Sean Moncrief is going to be there.
The Foley Festival are Shul and Tocton Shaw, Erin Ina, August Erin Saren. Is Mission Evie Cronin, August Shut, Today FM.
Kjolis. Today FM.
Call Will on Foley Festival, Avehar Shul.
Oh, Neil Iscombe.
Get on to Niamh there and find out. Anna, good afternoon. How are we doing? We all in good form, we in good shape. Ready to do another one? Ready for Foley Festival? I'm such a good husband, though, and such a good father, though. I really am.
Don't talk yourself up, Ray. You're setting yourself up for a fall.
I'm such a good husband and such a good father. One of my children has the COVID, and my wife has the COVID, right? And we've been doing the swabs. We're all clear. We're fine. The two of us, perfectly fine. And the other two, locked down, not allowed to contact with anyone, not allowed to do shopping or anything. So I've been wonderful. I've been going and getting the shopping. I've been going getting the parcels. I've been in and out to Boots like a fiddler's elbow, getting Calpols and Nurofen Pluses and all that. I've been so, like, no one else is going to say it, so I'm going to say
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Ray.
you're thanking yourself.
I'm thanking myself for being an awesome dad and awesome, just generally
there is
awesome.
A phrase about self-praise, isn't there?
If there is, I haven't heard it. Is it in Irish? Neil Craze. Neil Praise Fane.
on Praise Earing You. Or something like that. We don't know.
So, yeah, I've been amazing. And I'm really patient and wonderful as well. Because I'm not a great patient, but I'm a really great nurse, I suppose. Really great doctor, really great nurse.
Profound, yeah.
Very patient and going and get, like I say, going and get the messages and making sure everyone's comfortable and fed. My wife locked it down. By the way, can I just say, my wife is in great form.
Oh, is she? She's doing wonderful.
Oh, she's doing great. Not being able to work or leave the house for the last 2 days. My wife has been, oh, she's been a rock.
Keep strong. Stay strong, Kate. Come on.
She's coping with it very well. And I'm very, like, generally I've been very good, except for one thing.
Oh, okay.
And this happens every time my wife gets a bit of a cough or a cold or any form of the sniffles at all. You know when you've got a cough and you've kind of, you get a kind of a gravelly voice and your voice goes like that. But you go, when you have a cough, even if you're feeling a little ill, you go, and then you can kind of talk. You're still a bit gravelly. But it's not completely ruined.
Yeah, you clear your throat.
You just go, and then you carry on talking fairly normally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kate, my wife, when she's sick, she just won't goddamn do it.
Yeah, I can play this scenario in my head. I see where this is going.
It drives me crazy.
Honey, can I get you a glass of water for your throat?
Even because she's sitting there, like she could sit there chatting away about, I don't know, going on holidays, or wasn't the holiday nice? And it's like, wasn't the holiday? Didn't we have a nice time?
And this doesn't annoy you at all.
Wasn't it nice? When are we going away?
Ray Foley's fine with this.
I'm not the type of person that easily loses his patience. I'm a very calm, collected, considerate type of person. Yeah. So even around her, I find myself clearing my throat to try and make it that sort of...
Spur her on.
Yeah, once you catch me do it, maybe you'll clear your... So I'm standing in the kitchen next to her. Like,
And she appreciates it.
She absolutely loves that patience. Loves that. In fairness, she hates my breathing. Not the actual sound of my breathing.
The fact that you're
just the fact that I continue to do it. All right, we'll do the roll call next.
This is the remix.
This is the remix. 0874-100-102. Is that 0-100-102? This is Today FM. Mariah, DJ Khaled. What a song. Big Energy Remix. This is Today FM. Good afternoon. Let's do a roll call. Ray Foley's here. JP.
On show.
Orla Ormond.
On show.
On show, Ray. Any update on the hard launch? Oh, no. We're still very much in soft launch mode. Soft launch day 78 of the new broadcast. Maybe management have completely forgotten about you. People who keep the head down always last the longest. And I'm rooting for you. Love the show. Hey, from Brian. Cheers, Brian. Yeah, failing upwards is another thing we want to have a go at as well. Tired of seeing people around us fail upwards, so we'll try a little bit of that. I love the, you know, that old thing of, like, just being a small fish. It's like, we'll deal with that when it... And this whole segment of the schedule is, like, this is...
A wasteland. Nobody cares.
No one's going to be paying attention to it. Yeah. They don't even know we're on.
No.
They think it's Spotify or something.
Right.
Yeah. They haven't a notion what this is. Oh, yeah. They're listening to, like, Ian and Dermot and Dave and...
Prime time is what you call that.
They're listening to all the big shows. Mm. They're like, I think it's Foley. Have you listened? Have you heard it at all? And they're like, no. We'll get to that. That's a 2023 issue. Yeah.
What's our afternoon schedule? It's Ray Joyce and Pamela Foley, isn't it? Something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I never listen.
Hi, Ray, JP and Orla. Good afternoon. Ray, I remember you in your previous time in Today FM doing an entire show in Irish.
Oof.
So please explain that to us from Peter and Gavin.
Really?
Did we?
For Shock the Nagwelk.
Nagwelgana. Shocked in Nagwelgana.
There must have been a lot of music on that show, Peter and Kevin. A lot of music.
15 songs an hour for that 2.5 hours. We did, and that boxer was involved.
Bernard Dunn?
Yes.
Yes. Is that a yes question or is that a yes answer?
I'll leave it to you to decide.
Okay.
Yeah, Bernard Dunn.
It was Bernard Dunn, yeah.
Yeah, and he did a whole Irish thing with us.
His Irish was
In
good.
In fairness, I think he did most of it, didn't he? Mm-hmm. And we just said, Sha Bernard. In UFM. And then he did the rest. On show, lads and lady, I just witnessed a seagull viciously attacking another seagull. Well, it's about time they started attacking each other, in fairness.
Well, they're probably sick of each other's crap at this stage, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's only... I mean, yeah, you can't go around town acting like that, can you?
It's the same... Yeah, that's what it is. Some seagulls are looking at other seagulls and going, whoa, 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 whoa! You're giving the rest of us a bad name! Mm-hmm. Hopefully there's a seagull civil war and they wipe each other out. Love the show. Hey. From Tara. Yeah, the seagull story. Seagulls eating people's chips and seagulls attacking people. Yeah, those pesky seagulls. You gotta watch them, lads. A Shane on show, but only just. Pamela said to enjoy the rest of the day. Ray Foley's up next.
I've read the rest of this text.
Shane, that's enough. That's enough of that. I'm already thoroughly enjoying what you're doing there. Because it is a juxtaposition, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a...
Sophie's choice, is it?
It's a contradiction. Tom, what's one of those crazy contradictions?
Paradox.
It's a paradox is what that is. Enjoy the rest of the day. Ray Foley's up next. I've made my choice between the two and I'll have to live with it from Shane. Yes, love this show.
Hey,
Shane. Do you know what? Give Shane an extra 12.
Well played, Shane.
An extra 12 listener bonus points for Shane on that one. Write him down on the leaderboard because that was gold. On show, Ray, you sound like you're almost trying to get fired each day. But staying on the right side of the line, love Phineas and Ferb from Stellar Steve. Cheers, Steve. And I'm on show, Ray. Give your office. Can you give our office manager, Hannah, a shout out? She's the life and soul of the office. That's from Ollie, Dave, and Blotted. All right, Hannah.
I know I was walking around in disguise.
The Rollers team on Today FM. Shapeshifters and Lawless Team, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. Adam, good afternoon. Tuesday, Ray Foley in and on. She has Phoebe's sexy phlegm is what she's got going on. Oh, sorry, this is about my wife with the... Yeah, she's got a cough. But she's testing all. She's got COVID. She has the proper COVID. I suppose, Dave, she's sick, right? So she's got... Then gets a croaky voice and instead of clearing her throat, she wants to sound sick.
Mm.
She wants it to be understood that she's sick. And it's like her voice reaches a certain point that instead of clearing her throat, she sounds really bad, like she's... And she'll maintain that right. Rather than and sounding normal again. And it drives me absolutely
she's
crazy.
She's probably expecting a little bit of sympathy from her other half.
Good luck with that. She's afraid to cough in case she loses the sexy voice. Dave, love the show. Hey. Cheers, Doc.
Ray Foley.
All right, friends. Great hour asking the question, what's the matter with her? Let's go around the room. Anyone?
Where to begin?
I'm not in a rush to diagnose anyone. This is Today FM playing the music you... love. What's this Phoebe thing? Phoebe with the sexy voice, with the phlegmy voice. This is a thing from Friends. I was talking about my wife. She's got a cold and she goddamn refuses to clear her throat. And I'm perfectly cool with that.
You're cool as a cucumber
I'm taking it very well. Yeah. Granted, I can't go home following this discussion on the radio. But overall, I'm doing fine with that.
Nicola was in touch with us 0874 100 102. She says, Ray, your wife sounds like Phoebe in Friends. Get her to sing Sticky Shoes.
I have no recollection of this. This was when Phoebe had a phlegmy throat.
She did. She had a cold, so she decided to change up her music to suit her new sexy voice.
Oh.
My sticky shoe. Why you stick on me?
This is exactly the way Mrs. Foley sounds, actually, right. At the moment, yeah.
Baby! Thanks for the lights, honey.
She refuses to clear her throat. Like, it's constant.
Just aware of your pain?
Just a little. She's got COVID, but she's not aware of my pain. It's quite frustrating. A little consideration would be lovely.
What did we get in the post?
Oh! We got some stuff in the post, and we've not opened it. Do you want to do this now?
Yeah, if we've got time, let's do it.
Okay, I've got a black bag, not a bin bag, but like a bag, like a party bag.
Okay. This stuff, by the way, has been building up for weeks.
Yeah, I don't open my post and then it just sits.
That looks like something nice.
This is all right.
Looks like it could be jewellery. Ray Foley, Today FM.
It's in one of those special cardboard boxes that has a magnetic lid.
Discover the unique scent of Ode to Copperface Jack's The Musical. The scent of Jaeger bombs with a top note of Maniac 2000, cheese and onion crisps, determined shifting, and a subtle hint of cheesy chat-up lines are all found in this fragrance, conjuring up memories of legendary nights on the world's greatest dance floor. This is Copperface Jack, sorry, Copperface Jack's The Musical. And when is it on? Does it say on the bottle?
Must be soon enough.
Oh, it's actually a scent.
It's a huge bottle.
It's an actual
of
bottle
fragrance.
Of, yeah, but it doesn't smell like cheese and onion crisps or Maniac 2000. It smells all right, actually.
Let me give yourself a spritz.
Give it a little spritz.
Is it unisex?
Here we go, ready?
It burns! That's coppers for you.
Oggie, oggie, oggie.
Oi, oi, oi. Oh, that's strong. Oof. Well, that is a strong smell.
You get the value out of that now. Only one squirt required.
I'm not saying when it's on, is it? Oh, 3 Olympia Theatre, Wednesday the 3rd of August. There you go. Is that that's probably a rerun of it, because I remember interviewing the cast before. But
okay.
Right, what else have I got here?
Another bag.
This is an envelope in it. What's this?
Now, careful when you're ripping open that envelope. It's one of those padded ones. It could send fluff everywhere. Dig right in. Dig in.
Oh. Oh, what's this now?
Oh.
It's Smellwells. Is this based on our conversations about the links?
Oh, yeah.
I love when people send us stuff that ties in with something that we've said on the radio. And, of course, we instantly forget anything we say on the radio. And then a package arrives 3 days later and they say, Ray, we heard you talking about that. I'm like, I'm sorry, even I don't listen to this show.
That's a name brand cosmetic thing, isn't
L'Oreal
it?
Men Expert. Ooh. Carbon Protect. Total Protection 48-Hour Deodorant. This ties in with the Mitchum thing that I was talking about before.
You don't have to rob Case one anymore.
L'Oreal Men Expert Pure Carbon Anti-Imperfection Shower. I think I'm going to need extra carbon if they're getting rid of my imperfections.
Yeah, can we get a second bottle?
Does it work on my belly? And Magnesium Defense Face Wash Hypoallergenic from L'Oreal Men. Well, thank you very much, the L'Oreal people, for sending me in that nonsense. I've got more.
It's a mountain of stuff. It's always satisfying when you're clearing out stuff that's been hanging around for a while.
Nice, yeah.
What's that?
This is...
Oh, I know about this one.
This is The Hive. What's this? Dublin Bus and Bohemian Football Club join forces to launch iconic New Jersey. By the way, if anyone wants any of these as prizes, text in, tell us what you want. Do you want some Smellwells or do you want some... what's this? An iconic New Jersey... Two legends of the capital, Dublin Bus and Bohemian Football Club, have joined forces to launch a New Jersey with a twist. And it's a unique 2022 FAI Cup kit. And they'll be available to pre-order from bohemianfc.com. 10% of all sales donated to charity partners, LGBT Ireland, and shout out. Des Kelly Interiors are also featured on the as the jersey on the main.
Go on,
the main
give us a partner. Shut off. What size is that? What size
this,
is that?
This is a sports person large.
That's a large.
That's a large.
That'd barely fit me. And I ain't a large.
I'm a regular double XL, and this is a sports person large. It's a colour-y pride-based jersey. That's
nice.
It's
like the Dublin bus seats.
Well, it's just like the
Correct.
Dublin bus.
Yeah. That's where it's
come
from.
What
it is. Yeah.
That's the design.
Will we give that to someone?
Sure.
To give away? I want that text or WhatsApp. 0874 100 102. Thanks to Dublin Bus and Bohemian Football Club.
Jeez, they weren't hanging around. Straight away, loads of texts for people who want that jersey. All right. We saw one of you.
Pick one at random.
Okay.
And then I've got this.
That's a huge box.
Massive box. A humongous box. This has been sitting under my desk since before we went on holidays.
What would you say? That's about a foot high by at least 2 to 3 feet long by 2 feet wide, I'd say. Open her up there.
Oh, lads, I know what this is.
Do you?
When we were filling in for Ian, there was a news story that said they're running out of tomatoes for tomato sauce. And I was saying, sure, as long as there's enough tomatoes for the chef ketchup. And we did that whole typical radio bit of, what's your favourite ketchup? And I said, the greatest ketchup ever known to man. The greatest ketchup of all time. Chef tomato sauce.
Yeah, I'm Team Heinz, but you're Team Chef all the way.
The chef people have sent in a load of... Well, what's this?
It's a chef hoodie.
Oh, that's nice.
Does anyone want a chef hoodie?
Do you wear a chef hoodie around town? It's got a chef logo on the front of it.
Chef hoodie size large.
We'll have to give that away.
That'll never fit me. 087-4100-102.
Loads of bubble wrap. And it's the giant bubble wrap with the and massive bubbles.
There's a bottle of chef ketchup in there.
Good. Very securely packed, you'd have
I
to say.
I can't get it out now. Is that a salad cream? Nope, it's another ketchup, guys.
Excellent. Just two ketchups. We're at two ketchup count.
This has been sitting under my desk for 3
everywhere.
Weeks. If anyone wants any ketchup, 0874-100-102. What's this?
Oh, is that it?
Like, oh, it's a cooler bag, is it?
Hopefully there's nothing perishable inside.
Guys, there's 8 bottles of burger relish, tomato ketchup, hot curry sauce, barbecue sauce.
Wow.
If you want any of this, drop us a line, text or WhatsApp 0874-100-102. Guys, fair play to the chef crowd.
Yeah, well played.
You nailed it, guys. Mm. Thank you very much.
Ray Foley.
What
did
we get in the post?
With Supermax and the Plaza Grill.
Sheridan, Denise Chyla. All we need is us to go all That's Two night. Step Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley here. JP's here.
How
as well.
You?
I'm Ireland's top sauce dealer.
Hey, Ray, we heard you're a big fan of Chef Ketchup, and we just wanted to say you've got great taste. Well, then you would say that, though. You're Chef Ketchup.
Yep.
Bold Irish flavour since 1921, it says here. Chef has been an Irish favourite since 1921, proudly made in Cabaret, Dublin. Irish consumers, just like you, love Chef because of its distinctive bold flavour.
Yeah.
This is all handwritten.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So from one Irish legend to another, please enjoy the selection of Chef goodies, including your favourite Chef ketchup, as well as some new additions to the range. I'm intrigued by these new additions to the range.
Which are the new additions?
By the way, not an ad. Hashtag gift. Mm. They sent in a load of Chef ketchup, and I'm giving it away in a Chef ketchup extravaganza here on Today FM. I'm having none of that Heinz nonsense on my watch. Not between 2 and 4.
What are the tax?
I'm having none of the Heinz nonsense right here.
What are the tax rules on gifts you can receive? Have you breached the limit?
What is it? What's the benefit in kind?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know what? There's a lot of benefit in kind going on around here. Mm. Particularly when it comes to delicious, fruity and tart chef tomato sauce.
You got a lot of condiments over there. What have you got?
I've got your chef burger relish over there.
Is that a classic?
I don't know. I've never had it.
Right.
I think I'll keep that one.
Okay, that's going over in the Foley pile to the left.
This is the... Okay. Oh, so over here is the... This is coming home with Ray.
That's the Foley pile to the left.
And then the rest is for listeners.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I've got a tomato ketchup. It says... I didn't know this was their tagline. That's their tagline.
Taste the tag. Here you go.
There's no need to make it sound so filthy, chef. Taste the tang. Go on, taste it. That's tomato ketchup, right?
That's gone over into the listener pile.
The curry ketchup. Ooh. Now, I love curry sauce. I love curry chips, right? Mm. But I love putting ketchup on curry chips. And I love the unique mix of the taste of the curry sauce with the ketchup. So is that what that is? Curry ketchup? Yeah, I think it is.
Okay. I imagine you're going to hold on to that.
That's going in the listener pile.
Oh, okay.
Hot curry sauce, hot stuff, also in the listener pile.
Right.
Chip shop curry sauce, curry in a hurry.
It's a lot of different variants of the curry.
Yeah.
Thing.
Barbecue sauce, king of the grill. Smoky barbecue sauce.
I'm not a fan of barbecue sauce. Never have been, never will be.
It's going in the Ray pile. And sweet and sticky barbecue sauce, get stuck in. Again, chef, don't sound so pervy about it. We're just talking about sauce here.
You don't need another barbecue sauce, Ray, do you?
I'm taking that barbecue
another
sauce.
Another barbecue? Okay, right. Oh, jeepers, there's more. There's the glass bottles as well. So
right. Your chef brown sauce. I've got a tomato ketchup, taste the tang. And wings sauce as well, which I imagine is like your Frank's, but I'm sure the chef people wouldn't like me doing that. By the way, this is in no way sponsored.
They just sent
a lump of chef stuff in, and a hoodie, a chef. But you've given that away already, haven't you?
Yeah, Patricia's getting the hoodie. Yeah.
Well done, Patricia. You swooped in there and got your hoodie. Size large navy.
It's ringing.
Who am I ringing?
This is Brian in Limerick.
Brian. Hello, Brian. Hello?
Hello?
Brian.
Hiya.
Ray Foley here, Ireland's top sauce dealer.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good. You're in Limerick, are you?
I am indeed, trying to do a bit of work, yeah.
Okay. Are you a Heinz man or are you a chef man?
Oh, sure, chef all the way.
Are you just saying that because I got sent in a load because I love it myself, or do you actually love it?
I actually love it.
Right.
I'm a genuine chefer.
Yeah, you're, well, in that case, I want you to improve your credentials. How do you like your chef sauce? Talk me through your scenario.
So I have a brown bread sandwich, ham, cheese, turkey, bit of barbecue sauce, and then I toast it at work the next day.
Oh, you're a dog. You are a dog. Are you single?
Sounds delicious.
Are you single, bro?
No, I'm recently married.
Oh, well, forget it. So, all right, okay. So you're not single then. Oh, well, another good man gone.
That's it.
I'll give you a barbecue sauce and a red sauce then, a ketchup. How about that?
You're an absolute gentleman. I will put them to very good use.
Well done,
sir.
Yeah, congratulations.
Listen, thanks for taking our call. Have a good day.
Thanks, love the show.
Hey, cheers, man. Bye.
She's making dreams come true today.
I was just going to say, we're giving away like 11 grand in the cash today. I'd like, by contrast, we're ringing a man in Limerick and give him two bottles of red sauce. Right, Blur, this is the... Damn, I love this song. Karen Harris, Dua Lipa, Today FM. It's called Potion. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Speaking about a little sass, but... Sauce Fest is officially over. You can stop texting for your free ketchup, your free tomato sauce. I'm sorry to disappoint thousands of you texting in with all the sauce. Well, it's not all gone. Some of it's coming home with me, but most of it's gone.
You'd call that listener engagement, Ray, wouldn't you? And oh. I've that's unprecedented, I would say, the levels of engagement on that one. That's nearly a viral moment.
Really, yeah. Yeah. Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
Ireland's in a lather.
Ray Foley, oh my God, get your man Ray Foley, quick, turn on stuff.
He's always talking about sauce, it's great.
He's doing sauce, he's giving away sauce. Turn it on, quick, we're going to miss it.
Can we make it a regular thing? Like a couple
every
of times
Tuesday.
A year.
No, that's too much. A couple of times a year, I think.
A couple of times a year.
We have some sort of sauce special.
So what is it now, July?
Yeah.
So we've done sauce for July. So we'll do it again around November, December.
Look forward to that.
Or do you want to do an early Jan? Kick off 2023 with a bang.
In Q1.
Yeah.
guys, meeting pre-Christmas. Guys, what are your plans for 2023?
We've got the big wall calendar.
Yeah.
And we've got stickers, red stickers, of course, because it's tomato sauce.
Correct.
And then you've got like around like the 8th, 9th of Jan.
Yeah.
You've got a little red sticker, a little red tomato shaped sticker. Guaranteed listener. Because listeners go nuts for ketchup.
Can't get enough of it.
Famously go crazy for ketchup. So yeah, the sauce is all gone. Text on 0874 100 102. Guys, Chef Brown sauce and mayonnaise mixed. A bit of black pepper and you've got an amazing dip. Love the show. Hey. Shane and Manute. I had no idea.
That could work. Yeah, that sounds very
right.
Do
you know what? It's working for me already, the notion of it. I'm big into mixing sauces. This pink sauce notion. Have you heard of this?
Pink sauce.
They call it, it's just ketchup and mayonnaise mixed together. And it makes a sauce that is pink. But people call it pink sauce.
Is that not what Thousand Island dressing is?
No, Thousand Island dressing is totally different to that. You're thinking of Mary Rose sauce.
I'm thinking of Mary Rose sauce. Yeah.
If you're going to do Mary Rose sauce properly, by the way, actual chefs listening, sorry if you're in your kitchen losing your mind now at our very basic pink sauce recipe for Mary Rose.
I thought we were resting this sauce stuff until Q1 of 2023. Yeah, okay. Let's not burn our best material.
More on this on the 9th of January next year.
Stick around for that.
Viva La Vida. This is Today FM. That was when I ruled the world. Let it finish. That's an amazing song.
Great tune.
That's an amazing song. I remember I saw Coldplay live in the Three Arena not long after it opened, and I saw that and I was absolutely mind blown. Wouldn't have been a Coldplay fan before.
They put on a good show, I've heard.
Oh my word, unbelievable. On the subject, as the debate rages on, this is probably going to carry on into the last word. This is something that has really gotten people animated about the pink sauce discussion. Making sauce that's pink out of ketchup and mayonnaise and mixing it together.
Is Adrian Wexler or Ian Guider, are they going to be commenting on the sauce issue?
There are, I think...
Are they booked?
I think Pascal Donoghue...
It's going to be sounded out at least.
He's setting aside his budgetary plans for September, and he's going to want to discuss the pink sauce situation. Not an easy one for Pascal Donoghue to pronounce.
Hot potato.
Here it is. I was saying, is it Mary Rose? Of course it's not Mary Rose, because Mary Rose has ketchup, mayonnaise. I'm guessing there's mustard and a little bit of Worcester or Worcester sauce in there as well. Breed is over there. Breed, a professional, I think. Breed, hello.
Pink sauce is called scampi sauce, isn't it?
Scampi sauce.
That's what we called it in the hotel that I was working in years ago. Well, that was the name on the menu, and that's how we made it anyway. Ketchup and mayonnaise mixed.
Love a mix.
It went well with scampi.
Oh, my God. Playing the music you love. And good afternoon, it's Ray Foley on. By the way, Shane is on to something. This is on the subject of mixing sauces. I do like mixing. So I like mixing ketchup and curry sauce. It's a taste sensation. I highly recommend it. It's much like what I imagine chutney to be like in a curry. It's that sort of a sweet sort of sauce. Mm. Ketchup is a sweet sweet tangy sauce to go with the curry sauce. And it's absolutely gorgeous. Like curry chips with ketchup on top. I'll tell thee, it's a taste sensation. Shane is onto something. Shane was saying we should mix ketchup and mayo and black pepper as a dip. I mix that all the time. Chef brown sauce with mayonnaise, but throw in a diced gherkin into the mix as well. A diced gherkin.
Rogue move.
Filthy good. Love the show. Hey. A from Emer and Douglas. Emer, thanks for the suggestion. And Ali said ketchup plus mayo equals matchup. Or matchup?
Could be. Or KO.
Ketcho? Ray Foley. And we leave it at that, okay. That is our All Irish track of the week on Today FM. Live Without You from Wild Youth. For the best new Irish music first, tune into All Irish on Today FM. Every Sunday, 8 a.m. right here, Today FM Radio. Hey guys, do you hear the news? A summer of fun has begun. Do you know this?
Oh, it's begun, has it?
I'm usually anti-fun, but upon receiving this missive, I'm prepared to let a little bit of fun into my life.
You're less down on fun now.
Yeah, okay. I'm up on fun, actually. People are asking me to come down from there. I'll end up hurting myself. A man of your age shouldn't be up on fun like that. A summer of fun has begun at Tato Park, and they can't wait to welcome you. Ireland's only theme park and zoo is now bigger and better with something for the whole family. You can ride Europe's largest wooden inverted roller coaster or hop on Dino Dash, their new family coaster. Book in advance, tatopark.ie. And every day this week, they've given us an annual membership to give away, plus entry for you and 9 friends with lunch and goodie bags at Tato Park. So it's a zoo and it's a theme park.
Yeah.
It's got roller coasters and it's got animals.
The big coaster is called Cú Chulainn, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, the big one, yeah. The record-breaking one, yeah. So we're going up on the roller coaster and there's an animal on the roller coaster with us.
Combining the zoo and the roller coaster.
Just go with it.
Yeah.
It's not real. This is not real. It's just one of these made-up radio things.
Yeah.
Don't be getting on to health and safety now. The Workplace Relations Commission.
Noel Fitzpatrick, the super effect will be on to
need. This is not real. It's just sound effects. Tell us what the animal is on text. The animal that's on the roller coaster with us. That's the animal. 0874 100 102.
And with all this sauce chat, it seems traditional sauces on this side of the world are going out of fashion.
Oh, stop. What? Including our very own chef, Chef Tomato Sauce.
Yeah, well, we all know that chef is substandard. Sales of sriracha have soared.
You can't say that, Ben. You can't come on here and say that. That's sacrilege.
I'm a Heinz man. Sales of sriracha have soared by 110% in the last 3 years. While at the same time, brown sauce has gone down by around 12%. And it seems people who normally like mayonnaise are switching to hummus. It's 4 minutes past four.
I do like hummus.
Yeah, but hummus is sort of grainier and it's got bits in it, whereas mayo doesn't.
Apparently salsa is the most popular sauce in the world.
Right.
It's not really a sauce, though. That's an accompaniment, isn't it?
I think salsa is literally...
Chopped tomatoes.
Is it like the... Is that salsa the actual word for sauce?
In like no, Spanish but, or something, is it? Like salsa, I'd imagine salsa to have like chopped up tomatoes and stuff like that. Sauce has to be, you know, it has to be like honey.
Do you think people order salsa because they like to say salsa?
FM News, a little more on the last word at 4:30.
Correspondence this afternoon, Ben, on 0874-100-102.
Alan has been in touch where he says it is Spanish for sauce, salsa is. And I've done a bit of a...
Well, Ben literally just said, yeah. Salsa is not a sauce.
It isn't a sauce. I'll die on this hill.
It's a saucy hill. No, I've done a search of the internet and it would appear that...
A sauce search? A salsa sauce?
I have,
a
yeah.
salsa search?
In horrifically, awfully bad news, Ray is correct on this. And that salsa is commonly used as a Spanish for sauce.
Because they like to say salsa is a Seinfeld
oh, is it? Yeah.
reference. They're in ordering seltzer. They're looking for seltzer inside in the diner, himself and George.
Why don't they have salsa on the table?
What do you need salsa for?
Salsa is now the number one condiment in America.
Do you know why? Because people like to say salsa. Excuse me, do you have any salsa? We need more salsa. Where's the salsa? No salsa.
You know, it must be impossible for a Spanish person to order seltzer and not get salsa.
I wanted salsa, not salsa. Don't you know the difference between seltzer and salsa? You have the seltzer after the salsa.
Because they like to say salsa. It's a show about nothing. This is Today FM. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Arlington Afternoon. Ray Foley keeping the seat warm until Matt arrives for the last word from 4:30 right here on Today FM. He rides in a horse-drawn carriage. Did you know that?
Matt does he?
Yeah.
Right, and where does he leave the carriage, Ray?
In the underground car park.
Right.
All six thoroughbred horses.
Okay.
Downstairs. Honest to God, and it's left, they leave it in an absolute jocker.
Yeah.
But your Matt doesn't care.
No. And they're there to bring him home afterwards.
Well, how would he get home?
Well, precisely.
What, you think he's going to get a free now home?
Is he not hold of the traffic? That's Matt. Oh, yeah.
That is Matt all over for you. That man don't give no damn. Hey.
What?
An annual pass for Tato Park to give away.
Yes, please.
Every day this week, an annual pass. Entry for you and 9 friends with lunch and goodie bags, because a summer of fun has begun at Tato Park. They can't wait to welcome you. They're Ireland's only theme park and zoo. It's now bigger and better, with something for the whole family. You can ride Europe's largest wooden inverted roller coaster, or hop on Dino Dash, their new family coaster. You can book in advance at TatoPark.ie. And as you see, it's a theme park with roller coasters, right? Mm. A theme park with roller coasters, and it's a zoo. So if you like animals and roller coasters, you've come to the right place. So we're taking an animal up in a roller coaster.
Yeah, look at him there, he's delighted.
This isn't real now, this is real. Just sound effects to try and... We're sitting here in a studio just playing sound effects. We're not actually...
You don't need to over-explain it every time.
I don't, I'm just kind of... It's the Greenpeace people, or who are the animal people?
PETA.
What?
PETA, PETA.
PETA. I don't want PETA getting onto me about having a... the roller coaster. Oh! It's a big one! I hate that when I make it too easy.
Yeah, that was gettable today compared to yesterday. Yesterday was a fiasco.
Was hard, yeah.
That was a disaster.
I like him to be harder than gettable.
It's ringing.
Is that a Galway ringtone?
That sounds Connacht all right, yeah. West of Ireland.
That's still the goddamn ringing. Phone.
Yeah. Hello?
Oh. Hello? Is that Claire?
It is, hello.
Hi, Claire. Ray Foley, it's the FM calling. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm medium to rough. That's not important. What's happening with you today? What are you up to?
I'm working.
Oh, what do you work at?
I have exams. I run exams in a college.
You run exams? You're in education then, are you?
Yeah.
Very good. And are you the only one there, or do you have colleagues with you?
No, there's three others in the office today.
Keep them busy?
Flat out.
Very good.
Routine's coming up now.
Do you have a partner or a loved one, a significant other in your life?
No.
No, you're single?
Yes.
Very good. And yeah, have you been to Tato Park before?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Do you want to go?
I sure will, yeah.
Do you want to go loads, like?
All the time, yeah. Like,
well, I've got an annual pass to give away.
Oh. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, I need you to tell me, what did we have up the roller coaster with us?
Oh, a sheep.
It was a sheep, yeah! Of course it was. A sheep, a sheep and a DJ up in a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the tales we could tell. Come here, well done. We've got an annual pass for you and a party for you and nine others with lunch.
Excellent.
And goodie bags and the whole
thing.
Well done.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Listen, thanks for coming on.
All right, thank you. And Ray?
Yeah?
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Clara. Have a lovely day. Whoa. This is a great song now. Right, more chances to win with Tato Park tomorrow. Right here on Today FM. Hey, Barry, and I kissed a girl. This is Today FM. The music you love. Thanks so much for playing my favourite song of all time. There's no better song than Ride On Time from Black Box. Blasting it out here. Lots of love from Mary in Galway. Love the show.
Hey.
I think it needs to be easier, Ray. Oh, this is the noises on the roller coasters. It needs to be easier. Yesterday sounded like a tiger. And today, hang on a minute now. Would you just give over? So I played a lion sound effect, a lion roaring sound effect. And someone then said it sounded like a tiger. Well, yeah, because the two of them sound like each other. And then Darren says, yesterday sounded like a tiger, today sounded like a goat. But then, of course, goats and sheep sound quite alike as well. So everybody just calm down, yeah? Matt doesn't have to worry about traffic. Sure, he doesn't finish until 7 p.m. and then he gets a Garda escort for the horses anyway. Lots of love from Shaz. That's actually true. He does get a Garda escort.
All right.
Who's mucking out them stables for him?
Yeah, not Matt.
I think it's either Dermot or Dave on the stable mucking out duty today. Guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff planned we didn't get to do. We didn't get to do Kid Leroy Keane.
Yeah.
Where fun-loving pundit Roy Keane tells us he's really digging the new Kid Leroy track right now. Is it? All credit to Kid Leroy. We didn't get to do Rita Kia Ora. Rita Ora tells us she loves Kiora. Of course, we all adore Kiora. And it's too orangey for crows, just for me and my dog. And we didn't get to do an Inconvenient Pooth, where Charlie Puth tells us he's been inspired by Al Gore to bring out a new documentary about the environment. Yeah. It's called An Inconvenient Pooth. On the show tomorrow from 2. Matt's on the way next. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley.